Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to be running hot and cold, we're going to celebrate the month of May, and we have a whole segment of the show dedicated to requests. But to get us started, I'd like to share some quotes I came across recently about grasping, understanding, and questioning new ideas. English poet Samuel Butler said, "No grand idea was ever born in a conference, but a lot of foolish ideas have died there." French philosopher Hélène said, "Every idea I get, I have to deny. That's my way of testing it." French novelist, archaeologist, art theorist, and political activist André Malraux said, "An intellectual is not only a person for whom books are essential, but one for whom an idea, however elementary, absorbs and orders his life." And British economist and journalist Walter Bagehot, B-A-G-E-H-O-T, said, "One of the greatest pains for human beings is the pain of a new idea." Say, I've got an idea. For this first segment of the show, I'll play some songs about ideas, starting off with Ray Noble.
Thank you. drinks all the boys adore. Does she know what she's got them for? Oh, you have no idea. Has she eyes that are full of love? Do they show what she's thinking of? Oh, you have no idea. She's got that certain what it takes that folks can't explain. And say that certain what it takes would make young Lindbergh burn his plane. Rah, 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 all the students scream. Could she wreck any football team? Oh, you have no idea.
Thank you.
I think that set was a pretty good idea. We started off with Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra in 1930 and a Ray Noble composition, Baby You've Got the Right Idea. Then it was the Coon Sanders Orchestra from May 29th, 1928, and Oh, You Have No Idea. Oh, You Have No Idea was written by Dan Daugherty and Phil Ponce and was quite the hit in 1928. Besides this recording by Carlton Coon and Joe Sanders, Johnny Marvin had recorded it just less than a month prior. Paul Whiteman had his version on Columbia, and Sophie Tucker's rendition was available on OK. Oh, You Have No Idea was followed by Monk Hazel and his Bienville Roof Orchestra and Ideas. What a great name, Monk Hazel. Ideas was written by Sharkey Bonanno, who played cornet on that recording made in New Orleans in December of 1928. Monk Hazel played drums, mellophone, and gave that little scat solo. And we finished up with Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, recorded in Culver City, California, on April 28, 1929, and Charlie's Idea. The Charlie in Charlie's Idea is composer-arranger Charlie Lawrence, who played clarinet and alto sax in the group. Also in the band on drums, Lionel Hampton. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. It seems a bit warm here in the studio. I'm going to take a break and check the thermometer. I'll be back right after this. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth way back in 1686 of German physicist Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit. The original devices for measuring and recording changes in temperature were called thermoscopes, and Italian inventor Santorio Santorio was the first to put a numerical scale on the instrument. Fahrenheit invented the alcohol thermometer in 1709 and the mercury thermometer in 1714. He introduced the temperature scale that bears his name in 1724. So, in order to commemorate Fahrenheit's temperature scale, we're going to go from hot to cold and back again, starting off with the cotton pickers. Thank you.
that you sang so sweetly. You called it our love refrain. It's gone and I'm left completely out in the cold again. I dreamed that our love would linger, but just memories remain. I gazed at your ringless finger out in the cold again. True, it hurts my pride to step aside for somebody new. But deep down inside, my whole world depended on you. I wanted your arms around me to shelter me from the rain. But now I'm back where you found me, out in the cold again.
Thank you.
Isn't that a great record? From July 5th, 1927, Fowler's Favorites, recording for Columbia in New York. Lemuel Fowler led the band and played piano on his own composition, Hot Strut. Fowler also made a number of recordings for Columbia with a group called Fowler's Washboard Wonders. Before Hot Strut, we heard Charlie Creath's Jazzomaniacs from March 1925 and I Woke Up Cold in Hand. Charlie Creath could play saxophone and accordion, but was first and foremost a trumpeter. Charlie Creath was from Missouri and was a regional band leader. From 1916 until 1940, he performed mainly on the riverboats which traveled up and down the Mississippi between St. Louis and New Orleans. It would not have been recorded were it not for OK's mobile recording unit. Zuddy Singleton, who plays drums in that recording, was married to Creath's sister, Marge. Also in the band was Sonny Lee, a white musician who played in Frank Trumbauer's orchestra in the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis. In 1940, Charlie Creath did venture to Chicago, where he played with various groups until his death in 1951. I Woke Up Cold in Hand was preceded by Denny Dennis and the Roy Fox Band from London on September 28, 1934, and Out in the Cold Again. And we started off that hot and cold set with Just Hot. The Cotton Pickers, Phil Napoleon, Miff Mole, Jimmy Lytle, John Kelly, John Helleberg, and Jack Roth in New York, September 26, 1923. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You can also visit my website, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game and sign up to receive the weekly playlist for the show by email. That's rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Well, you better pack up your troubles and chase your cares away by the time we return right after this. Well, I don't know who makes all these various declarations, but May is National Egg Month, Helping America Work Month, National Photo Month, National Teaching and Joy Month, National Salad Month, Older Americans Month, National Hamburger Month, National Salsa Month, and National Go Mingle Month. So, go mingle after the show. May also happens to be National Get Happy Month, so we're going to get happy with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys.
Get ready for the judgment day. Thank you. troubles and get happy. Chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come get happy. The Lord is waiting for your hand. Shout hallelujah, come get happy. We're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come get happy. Get ready for that day.
In commemoration of National Get Happy Month, we started and ended that set with Get Happy. We just heard Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra with Frank on the vocal refrain and playing both cornet and clarinet, rather than his usual C melody sax, on that recording made on May 10, 1930. And we started with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, actually Ed Kirkaby, and their version of Get Happy, recorded on February 19, 1930. That was Elmer Feldkamp and two other unidentified singers. Get Happy was from the show 915 Review, with lyrics by Ted Kohler and music by Harold Arlen. In between the Get Happies, we heard from Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Sometimes I'm Happy. Franklin Bauer provided the vocal on that recording from April 14, 1927. And from a Flexo record, Lou Reynolds and his Flexo Recording Orchestra and At Last I'm Happy. Flexo records were designed by Jesse Warner, an inventor and recording engineer. They were flexible, unbreakable, and were manufactured in a variety of colors, including blue, yellow, red, green, black, pink, orange, and salmon. They ranged in size from 3 inches to 16 inches, and some Flexos start playing in the center and play outward. Some of them played at one speed on one side and another speed on the other. The variety was all part of the marketing scheme, but the marketing scheme wasn't all that successful. Pacific Coast Record Corporation, which was started on December 26, 1929, filed for bankruptcy in 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and just in case you didn't realize it, you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll be back with an all-request set when we return right after this. Thanks to the internet and streaming audio, Rapidly Rotating Records can be heard anywhere in the world, including Wisconsin, which is where listener Bill lives. Bill is an avid collector and sent an email requesting several songs, three of which I happen to have and am happy to play. Anyway, here for listener Bill is Irving Mills' Hotsy Totsy Gang.
Harvey's a poor boy, but Harvey's a pure boy. The girls all like Harvey, he's such a nice boy. Harvey's a swell boy, he's really a swell fella. The old folks love Harvey, he's their only boy.
But if you could see how he acts when the people all turn their backs, always tight, in a fight, shooting craps and out all night.
But Harvey's a sweet boy, he sure is a neat fellow. We dearly love Harvey, he's our pride and joy.
Two songs from the same composer, Hoagy Carmichael, recorded by the same band, Irving Mills Hotsy Totsy Gang, in the same session, New York, September 29, 1929. We heard Harvey, such a nice boy, and March of the Hoodlums. In the band, Manny Klein and Leo McConville on trumpet. Well, two trumpets, they each had their own. Miff Mole on trombone. Jimmy Dorsey and Arnold Brillhart on clarinet and alto sax, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet and alto sax, Hoagy Carmichael on piano and celeste, Joe Tardo on tuba, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums and vibraphone. The Charleston Chasers was a name used by Columbia as a pseudonym for Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, the original Memphis Five, and a series of other recording groups between 1925 and 1931. The Charleston Chasers didn't exist outside of the recording studio. The May 26, 1930 session of the Charleston Chasers consisted of Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Arthur Schutt on piano, Ward Lay on bass, and the vocal by Eddie Walters. For listener Bill in Wisconsin, here comes Emily Brown.
Got in today. Here comes Emily. Preacher will say, "Hello, Emily Brown." Clean up the aisle. Here comes Emily. Put on a smile. Here comes Emily. Look at her style. There's no sweeter in town. Now is the time for kisses. How is I doing with my missus? Smothered than rice. Here comes Emily, nicer than nice. Here comes Emily, better look twice. Here comes Emily Brown.
With music by Con Conrad and lyrics by Jack Meskell, the Charleston Chaser, and here comes Emily Brown. There goes Emily Brown, and it's time for me to go, too. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Just like Bill in Wisconsin, you can send in your comments and requests by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Stop by the website, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, to sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and to play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. And tune in or click in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating records of the 1920s and 30s. Until then, this is Glenn Robison thanking you for your very kind attention.